Imagine making food without dirt and farms instead of making it from air. It's being made possible by a Finnish company called Solar Foods. To learn more, we're on joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Pasi Vainikka, CEO of Solar Foods. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. So how does this work?
What we're doing is gas fermentation. So if you imagine how wine is made, for example, you have a fermenter, you put in, you crush some grapes, add some water, so you have a sugarous liquid, and then you add yeast. And this yeast eats sugar for energy and carbon to grow and also make the alcohol to the surrounding liquid. What we're doing is similar, but in our fermenter we have our own microbe, but we don't feed in to the fermenter sugars, but we add small bubbles of carbon dioxide captured from the air and hydrogen that we can make from water with electricity. And this is the point where we disconnect from agriculture. The organism grows, then we take the liquid out, dry it, and we end up with a powder that is about 65% protein.
What is it that you're actually growing?
We are growing organisms that are specifically bacteria. And when you look at the composition of the organism on dry mass basis, it is almost identical to soy.
And so it can be used in what way to feed people?
You can add it as a protein ingredient in existing foodstuffs. So pastas, breads, and noodles, very popular in Asia and so on. Then a plant-based dairy is also an emerging market. And the second option and segment is plant-based meat alternatives. They need protein ingredients, whether today it's pea protein isolate or soy. And in the future, if we would make lab-grown meats or real meat cells and replace cow with that, we would need to feed those cells with something, right? And we could actually prepare this medium to feed the cells. So the consumer would not eat protein pills or powder, but wouldn't really see the difference on the plate where you could still have even red meat in the future.
So much of today's farming is just not sustainable. It's damaging the earth in so many different ways, including the fertilizer and some of the CO2 from some of the carbon released by the cows. Is this sustainable? Is it not? Is it done in a way that's gentle on the planet?
This is the most environmentally friendly protein there is. And this has to do with the fact that we don't need to change forests to agricultural lands or cut forests for fields. Then we don't apply fertilizers to open land. And of course, then we don't need a cow. And when you make this disconnection from agriculture and animals and skip the concept of plants and animals, all the environmental benefits are just a natural follow-up from that.
So is this something that is ready to move to market?
Yeah, that's correct. What we're doing now, we're actually raising funds for our go-to-market plant. This is a novel food. We need novel food approval and prove that it's good for human consumption because there has not been historical use. We need to prove that and build a plant, go-to-market plant, and we aim at to be on the market in early 2022, so in 2 years' time.
Wow. Okay. Thanks very much for sharing the information with us. Appreciate it. That is Pasi Vainikka, CEO of Solar Foods.